Welcome everyone to our time of worship. Please be assured that we are continuing to hold you in our thoughts and prayers. I am delighted that today Erica, John, and Favor will be joining me in leading the service. Before we start, could I invite you to join us on Sunday, 31st of May, by 7 p.m. for a virtual prayer service. Sunday, 31st May, by 7 p.m. for a virtual prayer service. Details on how to join will be circulated to all in the next few days. I am very much looking forward to seeing as many of us as possible joining us at that event. We are hoping that members of our congregation will be presenting special numbers, including our organist at the event. And now Favor will read a few verses from Psalm 139.
O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. For you created me, my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Amen.
Let us now join together to sing hymn number 97. O God, you search me and you know me.
Oh,
let us offer unto God our prayers of adoration, confession, and supplication. Eternal God, you are the Lord of all times and seasons. You see deep into our hearts, and you know everything about us. No matter where we are never out of your sight. Your presence surrounds us at all times. You are the one who created us, who formed us inside our mother's womb. We praise you for the gift of life, family, and community. We praise you, O God, for the gift of your Son, Jesus, our Savior, Redeemer, and Friend. God, you know us better than we know ourselves. You know our thoughts, our weaknesses, and our sins. And you love us still. Forgive us when we don't believe such love is true or possible. When we forget that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Remove from our minds every thought which keeps us from you. Loving God, we pray that your Holy Spirit will move among us as we worship. Open our eyes to your presence. Open our ears to your word. Reassure us in these challenging times of your unfailing love, and that you lovingly watch us as we move through each of our days. We offer these prayers in the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who taught us when we pray to say together,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Could I now invite Erica to take our reading for the day?
Today's Bible reading is from John chapter 17, verses 1 to 11. After Jesus said this, he looked towards heaven and prayed, Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him. Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. And glory has come to me through them. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. Amen, and thanks be to God for this, his glorious gospel.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Today is Ascension Sunday. It is the Sunday on which we mark the day when Jesus left his disciples here on earth and returned to be with his Father. Luke records the events of the Ascension. In the 21st chapter of the Gospel, he wrote, as well as in the first two chapters of Acts of the Apostles. The Gospel accounts tell us that prayer was a regular part of Jesus' life. The prayers in our reading today serve as a transition from the upper room farewell dinner to Jesus' Passion. It is often called the high priestly prayer for at least two reasons. First, Jesus is preparing to offer himself as a sacrifice for the sins of the world. Second, he intercedes for his disciples in the same way that the high priest intercedes for the people. The disciples were privileged to watch and hear Jesus offer this intimate prayer to his heavenly Father. In this prayer, we hear the prayer of a man who endures great distress, torture, and death. Although Jesus is both God and man in one person, he will not use his divine power to reduce the anguish of his suffering and death. Christ's purpose here on earth is to show us the glory of God, the richness of life with God, the fullness of what it means to be in relationship with God. Christ's death and resurrection is the moment when all humanity sees once and for all time exactly how God loves each and every one of us, and to what extent God is willing to go to restore relationship with him. We are created to be loved by God, to love God in return, and then in turn love one another, to live united with one another. Jesus prayed for his 11 disciples, but the prayer he made is also for those who will follow him later, as recorded in John chapter 17, verse 20. He prayed for his disciples because he knew that his disciples are still in the world and that they will be faced with many life challenges. He knew that if his disciples would come together as one, they would be much stronger than they would as individuals. So he prayed and asked God to protect them and to help them to be one, just as he and his Father are one. It is astonishing that even before his crucifixion, Jesus is not so much concerned with himself, but with those he loved. During these perplexing times, let us be calm and trust in the Lord and be strengthened by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let us remain patient and do our part in all public safety measures. Let us be kind and share what we have and be attentive to the needs of those around us. Apostle Paul, in his first epistle to the Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 17, invites us to pray unceasingly. Let us pray for hospital, care, and emergency workers, for our leaders and the leaders of all nations, for researchers, for those in service industries, and those whose work is essential to the public well-being during these trying times. Let us pray for one another, for those who have been laid off as their work disappears. Let us pray for God's intervention as many face financial hardship. Let us pray for children and the elderly whose social contacts have been severely curtailed. Since we cannot pray in our church buildings at present, let us pray at home. We don't have to use fancy words in our prayers. And we can talk to God anytime, anywhere, about anything. In this day, and in the days that lie ahead, let us trust that God, who is with us, wherever we may be, knows and hears our prayers. Amen. Thank you again for taking the time to tune in to our service today. Could I remind you to please join us on Sunday, 31st May by 7 p.m. for our visual prayer service. Get in touch with us in case you have any questions regarding this service. I look forward to seeing as many of us at that event. John will now take the intercessory prayers, after which we'll sing our closing hymn, hymn number 547, 547. What a friend we have in Jesus.
Let us pray. Gracious God, we come before you today, confused, worried, and thoughtful as to how others are coping in these difficult days. We ask that you strengthen our resolve to see out these difficult times as we approach a measured way forward. While social distancing is with us in our everyday life, we know that you are beside us every day, going through with us our joys, frustrations, and sorrows, and pray that you will install patience and love in us and those around as we step forward. We ask you to bless those engaged in our communities, looking after our needs, those in the NHS, emergency services, the food bank, care homes, and many more who are daily putting themselves at risk. May they feel showered with your blessings, grace and protection as they continue to serve the community with their skills and love. We also bring before you those in government whose leadership and guidance is for the benefit of us all. Give them guidance, wisdom, and steady hearts as they begin to prepare us for a way forward. Father God, although COVID-19 has been devastating effects throughout the world, we pray that you will continue to be with those not affected by it, but who are still suffering loss, grief, helplessness and need. May you bless them and shower them with your love and grace. Lord, you are the light of the world. We pray that you will shine bright in order that we may absorb your love, healing and blessings, and release any feelings of sadness, negative thinking, or other burdens we may have. All this we ask in the name of our Jesus, our Lord and Saviour. Amen.
wherever you go this week, know this. God knows you better than you know yourself. No matter where you go or what you do, God is already there ahead of you, surrounding you with His mercy and guiding you with His love. So go with joy and confidence, knowing that God goes with you.